Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This afternoon for me and this morning for you, our learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moyer of David Sibin of Yosef. Today's daf is Ksubas daf Lamed Vav, also for Refuah Shleima for David Meir Ben Mindel. Today's daf is Ksubas daf Lamed Vav, and we left off 7 lines down, beginning 8 lines down, on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, at the words Hamima Enes. So we had this brisa, and we're analyzing word by word, line by line, this brisa that we had before. So, the brisa that we had yesterday said as follows: Hamima Enes Ein La Lo Knas Velo Pitui, a girl who was married off by her mom, so she only has Kedusha Derabbanan. She doesn't have a father, so the halacha is she's only married with Derabbanan, and sometime before she hits 12, she can go to her husband and say, "I'm out of here. I'm out of here." So, the Gemara makes the following diak. We all know, well, we're about to learn that this is not true, but we all know that who's only one allowed to do miyun? Only a ketana is allowed to do miyun. Once she hits 12, she can no longer do miyun. Or so we thought. Good morning, Rav Dov Binyan, and Shneir Zalmandon, Eitan Aftali Meir, Tzvika, Dr. Joe, Avi, Chana Chenach, and Reb Mordechai. So, Hamenetzen lo knas lo pitoi. Haktana ba'alma isla. We can derive from that a girl who can do miyun, who does miyun, doesn't get knas. Why? Because we assume she was married. She's not a basula anymore. She was married. But this would imply that a regular katana does get knas. Money. Who's the author of this? Rabban hidami katana yishla knas. We're going to see a Mishnah on daf mem. This is machlokas chachamim Rab Meir. We already had this Mishnah. Chachamim hold that a katana gets knas against Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds only a nara gets knas, but a katana does not get knas. So the first statement, the diuk, from the first statement of the brisa, that a ma'enes doesn't get knas, that implies that a katana does get knas. That's Rabbanan against Rab Meir. Ema seifa. Let's look at the seifa of the brisa. Islandis, ain la lo knas for lo pitoy. Also the Rabbi Meir, the katana ain la knas. If you hold that an islandis doesn't get knas, now, an islandess is the same as a ketana. She's 14, she's 15, she's 16, she's 18. She hasn't gotten the simanim yet. She's still considered to be a ketana. When she hits 20, we make her an honorary bulgaris, even if she doesn't get the simanim. But she's a ketana. So if an islandess doesn't get a knas, that must be that a ketana does not get a knas. That's Rab Meir. Vamikat nusiyat, still a beggar. She goes straight from being a ketana at 20 to being a bulgaris. She's never a nara. Frakti Gemara, Reisha Rabbanan, Sefer Rab Meir. The implication of the Reisha is that a katana does get knas, and the implication of the Sefer is a katana does not get knas. Reisha Rabbanan, the Sefer Rab Meir. Ask the Gemara, V'chi Tema. Now the Gemara is going to provide 2 options and going to reject both of them, which is going to leave us only with the obvious 3rd option, as you'll see in a minute. V'chi Tema, Kula Rab Meir, Uvma, Anasar, Lek Rab Yehuda. Maybe you'll say, no, the whole Bryce is going like Rab Meir. But guess what? Rab Meir agrees to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which we've never seen yet, in all of Maseches Yevamos. I don't think we saw this once in the whole Yevamos. Mordechai, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think we saw this once in Yevamos, this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even a Nara can do Miyun. Whoa, even a Nara? I don't think we ever heard that. We learned a whole lot, 120 Bladi Yevamos. I never saw this once. And we learned 35 Bladik Subas and haven't seen it yet. Ah, says Mar, V'chitim Chul Rab Meir. No, maybe the whole Mishnah is Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds a katana does not get knas. Aye, why did say a Mema'enes doesn't get knas? That implies that a katana. No, Uve Mema'enes Savalak Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds even a Nara can do Miyun. Ah, so don't be Medayik from the Risha. Oh, a Mema'enes doesn't get knas. That implies that a katana does. No. We're talking about a Mema'enes who's a Nara. So a Mema'enes doesn't get knas, but a Nara gets. Everyone agrees that a Nara gets knas. Says, well, you can't say that. You can't say that. We have a Beferish of Brisa. That is not true. How old are you allowed to do me until? Only until 12. Divrei Rab Meir. Rab Meir says only until 12 you can do miyun. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad sheyir b'shachar al alavan. That's a little bit of an enigmatic statement. I think the simplest way to read this Gemara is, Rabbi Yehuda, some people don't have the Girsa al Halavan, just Achayir Bashachar, which means until her whole Makom Ha'erva is covered over by black hair, so that the whole thing looks black. So that's already well into Naros. That's not only Katana, that's well into Naros. So you see the Rabbi Yehuda holds, even a Nara can do Miyun, and Rabbi Meir holds, no, only Katana can do Miyun. Once she hits her 12th birthday, or once she brings two hairs, that's it, she can't do Miyun anymore. So you can't tell me Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. You see, Mepharish Amir, Rabbi Meir argues in Rabbi Yehuda. Ella, okay, so let's go the other way. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Braisa. Uviktana Savala Krameir. And maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir that a katana does not get knas. Says the Gemara, well, that's not true either. Umi Savala, how can you say Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir Shita by knas? This opinion in the Mishnah that says that a katana does not get knas, that's Rabbi Meir. But Rabbanan say katana does get knas. V'im Isa, if Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir, why didn't it say Zu divi Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda mi'boile? It should have said these are the words of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir, that a katana does not get knas. So the Gemara rejects saying that Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Yehuda by Miyun. The Gemara rejects saying Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir by knas. So what's the only other option? The only other option is that there's a third opinion that subscribes to one of Rabbi Meir's opinions and one of Rabbi Yehuda's opinions. Ah, that's the answer, says the Gemara. Rather, hi, Tana. It's actually a third Tana the author of this Braisa, hi, Tana, Sava Laka Rabbi Meir, Bechada, Upalagale Bechada. This Tana obviously holds like Rabbi Meir about one thing and holds like Rabbi Yehuda about the other. He holds like Rabbi Meir that a katana does not get knas, but he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that even a nara can do miyun. That's one answer. Raphram gives another answer. Raphram Amar, no. When we said that a mama'enes does not get knas, which we made a diuk and said, oh, a mama'enes doesn't get knas, that implies that a katana does get knas. No, that diuk is not a good diuk. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nivrah. Gotta start worrying about my voice for the Yavam Noroim. After NCSY Kol, it's like, you know, I gotta go to rehab. My voice has to go to rehab to get it ready for Yavam Noroim. And we got this coming Shabbos is the last Shabbos. I'm diving for the Yom and I'm running a tish for 500 people. Forget about it. All right, I gotta keep the throat. You know, whatever. I gotta keep the throat for the Daf Yomi. Maybe we're gonna whisper the Daf Yomi. Here we go. Anyway, Rafra Mamar, my mima'enes haruya l'ma'ein. Mima'enes doesn't mean that. Oh, a mima'enes doesn't get knas, which implies that a regular katana does get knas. No. When it says in Ma'enes doesn't knas, it means every ktana doesn't get knas. It means any ktana who's ru'uya l'ma'ein doesn't get knas. What? Says the Gemara. Well, listen, ktana. Well, then why are you telling me Ma'enes if it's every ktana doesn't get knas? Why do the Gemara says kashya? Oh, so of course every time the Gemara says kashya, you have to give the answer. Why didn't it say tufta, right? Kashya means we could have given an answer, but it wasn't such a great answer. What's the answer we're going to give? Zakta Rush, quoted by Shindu Kubetzes, it could have answered that the reason why it says Mima'enes is because it's trying to teach you, really it means every katana doesn't get knas. But the reason it says Mima'enes is Milsa Agavorka Kamashvalon, it's trying to teach you that only a katana can do Miyun and a Nara can't do Miyun. It meant a Ru'uya L'mayin. It meant any katana. Yeah, but not really what it says, but you could be Medayik and say that way. Fine, let's go on to the next line of the Bryce. Island is ain lo knas velo pitu. An islandess doesn't get the 50 shekel of rape and doesn't get the 50 shekel of seduction because she's a katana. Says the Gemara, v'reminu al-dasyu contradiction, hachareshes, a deaf girl. Vashota, a severely, you know, mentally handicapped. The ha'ailanis yeshlen knas. So the first price, it says an ailanis does not get knas. And this price says ailanis gets a knas. Now remember, it all says chareshes gets knas. We're going to come back to that in a minute. And v'yeshlen tainas besulin. She gets knas. We assume she's a besula. And if the husband finds she's not a besula, he can claim she wasn't a besula, she's going to lose her ksuba. Says the Gemara, well, in terms of the contradiction of Ailamis Ein Laknas versus Ailamis Yesh Laknas, says the Gemara, the answer is so obvious. Bahamai Rumya, what's your question? Hara Meir or Rabbanon? Obviously, Ailamis gets Knas, Ketana gets Knas, that's Rabbanon. Ailamis doesn't get Knas, Ketana doesn't get Knas, that's Rameir. What's the problem? With the Karla, my Karla, like the Gemara, a lot of times the Gemara says, the answer was so obvious. What were you thinking to ask this question? Why did you even present the second Bryce as a question? Says the Gemara, you're right. I had an obvious answer to that question. One's Rabbanon's Rameir. But the reason I quoted the second Bryce was actually to ask another question from a third Bryce on the second Bryce. That's why I brought the second Bryce, because I wanted to ask a third Kash. Says the Gemara, no, because I have a third Bryce that contradicts the second Brysa, not about Ailanis, but about Chareshes, about the deaf girl. HaChareshes Vashot V'Bagaris Umukas Eitz Ein Lantanis Besulim. Wait a minute. Brysa number two just said that a Chareshes and a Shota do have Tanis Besulim. And in Brysa number three, we're saying that a Chareshes and a Shota do not have Tanis Besulim. Suma HaSuma V'Ailanis Yesh Lantanis Besulim. Hanukkah holds a blind girl or an islandess has Tanis Pesulim. Sumcha Zomashur Rameir, Suma Eimla Tanis Pesulim. Sumcha says in Rameir that a Suma does not have a Tanis Pesulim. We'll see what that machlok is based on, right? This is classic way the Gemara works, right? We had one Brysa, then we brought a third Brysa to ask on the second Brysa, and then the third Brysa itself has a machlokus. We'll have to come to that machlokus in a moment. But Rishon, let's do first things first. Says the Gemara. Oh, so what's the answer between the contradiction? Brysa number two said that the Chareshes, a deaf girl, does have Tanis Pesulim. And Brysa number three said that a deaf girl does not have Tanis Pesulim. So the Gemara gives a very fascinating answer to that contradiction. A very fascinating answer. Amar Rav Sheshes, Loikasha, Haram Gamliel v'Harab Yeshua. What? Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua? Whoa, this is going all the way back to the first parak, the Mishnah on Yudbeis and Bays. What does that do with a deaf girl? Let's figure it out. Let's hear what the Gemara is answering. Listen to this amazing answer the Gemara gives. Listen to this answer. Remember, you'll remember in Yudbeis and Bays, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, they had like six disputes in a row, if you'll remember that. All of them sort of focused and centered around the same thing. It was Bari Vishema. She's a Bari. She says, Misha Erastani Nasti. I was raped after we got engaged. I was raped after the Kiddushin. So I still deserve a ksuba of 200. And he says, no, Achelo Erastich. You were raped before we got married. So you only deserve a ksuba of 100. And you didn't tell me about it. And you lied. So who do we believe? Rabbi Gamliel says, we believe her. She's a Bari, she has a Cheskas Aguf. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo mi pia, and I'm sorry, we don't believe her. We're being Motzi Mamon over here. To be Motzi Mamon, we don't believe her, Bari Vishema. Bari Vishema is not Motzi Mamon. We're not going to be Mamon just because she's a Bari and he's a Shema. He doesn't know when she was raped. He just knows, you're not a Basula now when we were together. He doesn't know whether it happened after the Erisin or before the Erisin. Rabbi Gamliel says, we believe her. And Rabbi Yeshua says, we believe him. So says the Gemara, now this deaf girl, Chareshes, we assume, this deaf girl, she has no das. But had she had das, she would have claimed, she would have been believed, according to Rabbi Gamliel. According to Rabbi Gamliel, had she had das, she could have said, oh, you know, I was raped, but I was raped after Erisin, or believe me when I say I was raped, that I could have been a mukase. I could have said I was a mukase, and I would have still gotten a ksuba of 200. She could have advanced a lot of tainas that she could have won.
Elamai, she has no das. So one brisa, that says that a chareshes does have a tainas besulim, that's going like Rabbi Yeshua, who said we don't believe her. He's believed to say you lose your ksuba. And the brisa that says she does not have a tainas besulim, that's going like Rabbi Gamliel. She didn't make any claim. The answer is, when we have court cases about girls who don't have das and can't make their own claims, Bezdin makes the claims for her. Wow. She doesn't have das, so according to Rabbi Gamliel, she's believed. So there's no tainas besulim. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, she's not believed, and therefore there is a tainas besulim. Even though she's not advancing any claim, we advance whatever claim she could have made. According to Rabbi Gamliel, she had a claim that she could have won. So, he loses. She wins. She still gets the 200. Ain la tanis mesulim. But according to Rabbi Gamliel, even if she was a pikachas and she made the claim, we wouldn't have believed her. So, she loses. Either way, she loses. So, that's yeshlan tanis mesulim. So, she loses. I asked the Gemara, now again, I just spelled out for you what the Gemara is going to say in the next two lines. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, how can you say this to Rabbi Yeshua? Eimer to Shabbos, Rabbi Gamliel, Hechad to Katana Yi. That's only when she actually makes a claim. Hechad to Lo Katana Yimi Shabbos. How does Rabbi Gamliel say she's believed if she doesn't even have the das to make a claim? Says the Gemara, yes. Even if she doesn't make a claim, in Kevin Rabbi Gamliel, Mehemna, since Rabbi Gamliel says she's believed, Kigonzu, Psach Picha Le'ilemhu. We open the mouth of the mute. Bezdin advances the claim that she could have made had she been a pikachas. Wow. So the Rishonim talk about this. The Tosis over here talks about how could we be motzi mamon? It's a suffix. We have no idea. You're going to be motzi mamon based on Bezdin's going to make a claim for somebody. So that's discussed at length in this Tosis. Right? Why would we be motzi mamon misafek and say that that she's gonna be believed even though she didn't advance a claim? We're gonna advance a claim for it to be motzi mamon for the husband that she deserves a ksuba of 200 when the husband says you weren't a basula. Very strange. All the Rishonim talk about this. Okay, let's continue. Now, the last case of the Braisa. Well, not the last case yet. Almost the last case. Habogeres ein latanas besulim. We said that a bogeres does not have a claim of besulim. Ask the Gemara, why is that true? You mean to tell me that once a girl turns 12 and a half, there's no more blood? That's not true. Says Gemara, v'hamarav, bogeres nosel laila rishon. Any blood that a bogeres sees when she gets married, on the first night, we assume it's dam besulim. So, if she has dam besulim, why can't there be a claim of pesach pasuah? Answers the Gemara: E de katayim tainas damim. You're right. If the husband said, "You have, I had relations and there was no blood," so hachanami. So that would be a good claim for that kind of bogeris. Yesh latanas besulim. There should have been blood. If he could bring the sheets and there was no blood, then she's going to lose her ksuba. But the husband didn't claim that. He said, I didn't check for blood. I have no idea whether it was blood or not. I didn't check. But I just felt, in the marital relations, I felt that she was open and not closed. Well, of course you felt that she was open and not closed. She's a bogeres, and bogeres is much more open than a regular girl. But that doesn't mean that she doesn't have any blood. So if she has blood, so if the claim was I didn't find any blood, then the husband's going to be believed. But if the claim was that he just found the Pesach Pasuach, yeah, that doesn't mean she wasn't a Basula. She might have been a Basula, but the Pesach is more Pasuach by a Bulgaris. Now, let's talk about the blind girl. Zak the Gemara. Sunchos Omishum Rameir Suma in Latanis Basula. Ask the Gemara my time with the Sunchos. Why can you not make a claim of Basulim against a blind girl? Amr Bezer Peshnech Betas Agabe Karak. Blind people tend to fall a lot, so you should have assumed that this girl lost her besulim already,
and nevertheless you married her anyway, Becheskes Besula, you took it upon yourself, she falls a lot, and she probably lost her Besulim and all the injuries that she got when she falls, and therefore she gets 200 Zuz, even if you found her to not be a Besula, because you have to assume that that was the case. Says the Gemara, all the girls sometimes fall on the ground and might lose their Besulim. Says the Gemara, Kulu, Roas Maras Le'ima. No, any other girl, if she falls, she's going to see that she's bleeding, and she'll show her mom that she lost her Besulim, and the mom's going to tell the Chassan, by the way, my daughter no longer has her Besulim. And therefore, the husband would have known about it. But Asuma, Zu, Eina Roa, she doesn't see the blood. Ve'ena Mara Le'ima, so she can't tell her mom that she lost her Besulim, and therefore, she doesn't know that she's not a Besula. And this guy who married her has to assume that she is a Besula. He can't claim that he can't claim that she tried to trick him, because she legitimately does not know. Vayotzeis mishum shem ra, ein lo knas v'lo pitui. So we learned in the Braisa, this was on yesterday's daf, Bryce said, "Yotzis mishum shem ra ein lo knas lo pitui." Now, at first glance, what does this sound like, right? A guy was motzi shemer, right? He said to his wife, "Oh, you were in a besula," and they checked the matter out, and it turns out she cheated on him, and he asked to divorce her. Really? So she gets 200 zuz for the ksuba. Says the gemara, "Hayotzis mishum shem ra, baskili." We're going to give her skila. If the husband brought a raya that she had znus, so if somebody rapes her, they're not going to have to pay knas. This girl's chayv skila. They're not going to have to pay knas. And so the Gemara, no, that's not what it means. Amar Shay's hachi kamar. No, it doesn't mean that a woman who is convicted of adultery gets knas. Hayotzi mishum shem ra. It doesn't mean a woman who's convicted of adultery. No. What does it mean? Hachkamer. Mishi yatza leh shem rabbi aldusa in lo knas lo pitui. Wow. A girl who developed a reputation when she was younger that she sleeps around with people, she does not get 50 shekel of knas. We assume she's not a basula. Says the Gemara, what? Based on rumors? We're not going to take away her knas because there were rumors that she slept around with people? We're going to assume she's not a basula because of rumors? What do you mean in Judaism we don't paskin based on rumors? We need Aden. Says the Gemara, Amar of Papa, wow, that's a tremendous chiddush. Rav Sheisha said that she had a reputation of sleeping with people when she was a kid. We're going to not give her 50 shekel of knas. We're going to assume she's not a basula. Amar of Papa, Shema Mina, we can learn out from this. Hai shtara Rea lo magvinabe. If we have a shtar that there are rumors that it's a forgery, you can't collect with it. Says my hechidam, what's the case? You name it enough to call a lay destar desaifahu. Let's say there are rumors that it's a forgery. There are rumors, like in this case, there are rumors that the girl committed znus when she was younger. Rumors, shmumers. We don't listen just because she has rumors that she was mizana. We don't take away her ksuba for that. We're not going to take away her 50 shekel if she's raped. Ella, da'asu beit treva ami liditu tavatinu, tavatini bi sura. Nah, it's not just rumors. What do we have? Two witnesses come to Bezin and say, this girl tried to seduce us to sleep with her when she wasn't married and we weren't married. Tekavasaha, da'asu beit treva ami liditu amrilu zaifuli. And the case of the shtar would be, two witnesses come to Bezin and say, this man tried to convince us to forge a document for him so he should be able to collect money. So we assume, even though these two sets of witnesses declined the znus and declined to forge a document, we assume that since she asked them and he asked them to sleep with her or to forge a document, she probably got somebody else to do it. That's called two witnesses' testimony that she was trying to forge, trying to do znus. We assume she was successful. Whoa. That's also a chiddush. Says the Gemara, Fishlava hasam shiche prutza.
I understand if the two witnesses who say that she tried to seduce us to have relations with her. So if she didn't find us, if we said no, she probably found somebody else because people generally have a huge yetzahara to do znus. So if she wanted to do it, probably she got people to do it. I understand why we assume that this is tantamount to testimony that she actually was mizanim. Amazing. Says Gemara, Elohacha im huachasa kol yisrael mihuchzago. But over here, okay, people have a big yetzahara, but what in the world would Edom would sign this? What would they get out of it? They would get nothing out of it. Why would we assume people would lie? Says the Mahanami came to Kamahada Aziufa since he was trying to get witnesses to sign. Amar the Zaifa Zaifa Kosov. Maybe he himself, even if he's going to find nobody else in the world who is going to agree to forge the signatures, he himself would lock, stock, and barrel just forge the whole thing. So the Gemara seems to conclude, wow, that if you have two witnesses that say that she tried to commit this with us, that is grounds enough to not give her the 50 shekel of knas. We assume she's not a basula. That's a legit rumor. That's two witnesses who have a legit rumor that she is no longer a basula. And that's also two witnesses that have a legit rumor that this document is a forgery. Okay, next Mishnah. We finished Masifta number 2 out of 6 in Ksubis. We are one-third of the way. We are one-third of the way done with Ksubis, or approximately one-third of the way done. Now, I couldn't schlep 3 Masiftas to Israel. I would never take up that much weight. But luckily, somebody gave me one of these puppies this morning. Anyway, here we go. Says the Gemara. So we still got the Masifta. I did bring my English. I brought the art scroll Gemara here, but whatever. Somebody left early, accidentally left this here. And he said, oh, forget it. Don't bring it back, but you could have it. But whatever. Anyway, here we go. Second Mishnah of the parak. Zok the Mishnah. The Elo She'en Lem Knas. The following Naras don't get a Knas because, well, let's see why. Habala Gioris, Vala Shvuya, Vala Shitcha, Sheniftu, Vishenizgari, Vishenizachru, again out of order. Yeseiro Sabno Shalashom Yomechet, if they converted or were redeemed or freed more than 3 years old, then we assume they had relations and they're no longer Basulos, and therefore they don't get Knas because they were Goyim, or they were raped by the captors, or by the master. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shvuya Sheniftes Harei B'Kdushasa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afal Pi Shegdola. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a Shvuya, we never assume she was raped. We never assume a Shvuya was raped. The whole rest of today's daf is going to be about this. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tanakama says, a Shvuya, we assume she was raped. Rabbi Yehuda says, a Shvuya, we never assume she was raped. Says the Gemara, end of the Mishnah. Haba albito, albaspito, granddaughter, albaspino, granddaughter, albasishto, his wife's daughter, albaspina, his wife's daughter's daughter, albaspita, his wife's daughter, that was his wife's son's daughter, his wife's daughter's daughter, elam knas, mepnation, mischai, benafsho. All these people, when you rape them, you chayev srefa. That's misas bezdin. Misas bezdin's come labor the rabbi, nay. So there's no chiyav of knas. Shem misasam bidei bezdin mchalam schay benafshe im shalim mamon shneimar im lo yason anosh yanesh but im alson yeh. There's no pound. There's no money. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa Amr Davar Echad. Just like Rabbi Yehuda said, we never assume that a girl who was in captivity got raped. So too, Rabbi Dosa said, we never assume that a girl who's in captivity got raped. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Hadamaran. Rabbi Yehuda, wait, we just said a sheet in the Mishnah. Where is Rabbi Dosa? Rabbi Dosa Desanya. Shivuya Ochelos Petruma. If you have a Bas Kohen who's taken captive, we don't assume she was raped. She can still eat Truma. She's not a Zona. She still eats Truma. We don't assume she was raped. Divi Rabbi Dosa. I'm Rabbi Dosa. V'chima asala aravi halaz. What do you think the Arab captor did to her? V'chim yipnei shemiyichla bein dadeh pasla menakuna? Just because he touched her private parts, does that mean he touched her breasts, he touched here, he touched there? Does that mean they had relations? The captors have respect for her. They'll fool around with her a little bit, but they will stop short of actually having relations with her. That's what Rabbi Dosa said. That's what Rabbi Dosa said. Just like Rabbi Yehuda. They both say she's still going to be a Basula. Oh. Says the Gemara, Rabbah disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa said the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda said, as halacha in our Mishnah, that a girl who was taken captive gets knas. And Rabbi Dosa said she gets truma. Amar Rabbah, Dilmalohi. Maybe your comparison between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa is a faulty comparison. Well, could have said Hachi Hashta. Dilmalohi. Ad kan lo kar Rabbi Yehuda Hacha Elishlei Chote Niskar. Maybe the only reason Rabbi Yehuda said that we assume she wasn't raped because we want to make this rapist to have to pay 50 shekel because we don't want him to be rewarded by the fact that this girl was raped by the captors and now somebody rapes her. So the guy has the rapist has to pay 50 shekel because we assume she wasn't raped as far as the halacha, whether we want to punish this rapist now and make him pay the 50 shekel because we don't want a chote niskar. We don't want the sinner to be rewarded. Avol hasam, but by a bas kohen eating truma? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Chachamim against Rabbi Dosa that she would not get truma. And the other way around also, Inami, another way around. Ad kalakam Rabbi Dosa hasam. Why did Rabbi Dosa say over there that she gets the truma? Because it's truma derabanan. Elo b'truma derabanan. Aval knas doraisa kerabanan sfirle. Maybe by Dindo Rai, so we would not assume she's a Basula, and maybe we would not make the guy pay Knas. Amalei Abaye said to Rabba, you don't know what you're talking about. Amalei Abaye, you are wrong. V'taymid Rabbi Yehuda hacha shelo yehi chote niskar. Who? You think the only reason Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says that she gets Knas, even after she was freed of captivity, she gets Knas, it's just because Lo Yechot Diniska, but by Truma he would agree. No! But Tanya, but we learned that Rabbi Yehuda said the same thing by a Ksuba. Not just by Knas, by a Ksuba she gets 200. And there's no Svar of Chote Niskar. There's no sinner, it's a regular guy marrying her. He's got to pay 200 shekel. 200 zuz. But Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shvuya Shinishbeis, Harei B'kdushasa V'afil Bases Hashanim, Ksubasa Masayim. Even after she was in captivity, she's still a basula. Her ksuba is 200. Vasa maishalei chote niskar rika. There you don't have the reason of chote niskar. Answers Rabbah to defend himself, no, but I have another reason why a shvuya gets a ksuba of 200, which might not apply to the truma case. Hasam nami dilma mimnev lo naspela. No. You know why we got to make sure that a girl in captivity gets a 200 zuz ksuba? Because as it is, people are not going to want to marry this girl. She's damaged goods. She was in captivity. So we give her 200 zuz so that people should still want to marry her. We say, nah, the Arab just fooled around with her, but nobody had relations with her. And therefore, as far as Knas is concerned, she's a Basula. And as far as, because Shlo Yechote Niskar. And as far as Ksuba is concerned, she gets 200, so people should still want to marry her. But as far as eating Truma is concerned, maybe she does not eat Truma. Wow. Oh. One more kash against Rabbi Yochanan. Ask the Gemara, v'sav Rabbi Yehuda b'kdushasa kaima. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that a girl in captivity was not raped? If a guy spends $100,000 to redeem the girl from captivity, he's allowed to marry her. Meyid ba'lo yisa'ena. However, if he then, after he frees her, after he pays $100,000 to redeem her, he then testifies that she was never raped, then he can't marry her. Rabbi Huda Omer, Ben Kach Ben Kach Lo Yisena. Rabbi Huda says, whether he just paid the 100 grand to redeem her and did not testify about her, or whether he even testified about her, Lo Yisena, he's not allowed to marry her. Now, before the Gemara addresses the Rabbi Yehuda issue, Gemara says, Hagufakasha. This brisa itself makes absolutely no sense. Listen to this, gentlemen. Listen to this. You pay $100,000 to redeem a girl, and it says you're allowed to marry her. But if you add on, after you do that, you say, oh, and by the way, she was never raped, then you can't marry her. I don't understand. Letting you, again, we're talking about a Kohen. We're talking about here, I forgot to say that. We're talking about a Kohen who redeemed her. So we say if a Kohen pays 100 grand to redeem her, he's allowed to marry her. Because we assume she wasn't raped. And if he testifies that she wasn't raped, then he's not allowed to marry her. That's Polish. No offense to anybody here who's Polish. I'm also Polish. That's backwards. My grandmother came from Ozhorod. Czechoslovakia. Oh, whatever. Anyway. So that doesn't make any sense. Haguvakash. Amos Hapodesh Vyisena. Bahadar Tana. Then it says, Meidba. If he testifies that she was never raped, Lo Yisena. Mishum de Meidba Lo Yisena. I mean, why does that make it worse? We were letting him marry her when nobody testified. So why is testifying make it worse? It says, Maraholo Kasha. No. You misunderstood the Brisa. You misunderstood. Hachikam. Hapodes Hashvuyu Umeidba Yisena. No. That's not what it meant. If you pay the 100 grand to redeem her, and you testified about her, you are believed, and you may go ahead and marry her. Even if you're a Kayan, you can marry her. Made Bakadi Lo Yisena. However, if you did not put your money where your mouth is, if you did not pay 100 grand, you just came to court and testified, oh, somebody else spent the money, but I'm testifying that she was never raped. Well, then you're not allowed to marry her because you're not believed, because we're afraid maybe the only reason you're testifying that she wasn't raped is because you, the Kohen, you want to marry her. So you're lying. But the Gemara is going to say in a minute, if you're willing to shell out 100 grand to redeem her, you're risking that money because any day a guy could come to Bezdin and say that he knows she was raped. So if you're willing to risk your money, must be you really check this out and that really she was not raped. Oh. It says Gemara, Mikomokom Kashel Rabbi Yehuda. But nevertheless, this should be a question against Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda said, Benkachu Benkach Lo Yisena, he says you're not allowed to marry her. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say you're not allowed to marry her? Because we assume she was raped. But we've just been saying the whole Dath of Rabbi Yehuda says we assume that she was not raped. What's going on? Says the Gemara. Amarav Papa. No. We got the words of Rabbi Yehuda a little bit wrong. Ema, Rabbi Yehuda omer benkach benkach yisaena. Not lo yisaena. Rabbi Yehuda says whether he paid the money or whether he testified, either way, he can marry her. Why not? Brings another answer. Omar, no. Olam kitiktani. Really, keep the girsa the way it was. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ben kachu ben kach lo yisana. What do you mean? So how do we answer Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda l'dvarim d'rabbanan karmel. Rabbi Yehuda was not presenting his own opinion. He was speaking to the rabbanan who argued with him, who say that we assume she was raped. Lididi ben kachu ben kach yisana. I hold that really we assume she was never raped. So the Kohen, whether he testified about her, whether he paid the money or didn't pay the money, I hold either way he's allowed to marry her because we assume the girl was not raped. El didchu, but you guys who assume that she was raped, you should have said that the guys never believed to marry you. You always assume she's raped. The Rabbanah, but the Rabbanah hold, no, makes a difference whether we shelled out the money or not. Hapoides Hashua made by Yisena. If he was willing to shell out 100 grand and then testify that she was not raped, he's allowed to marry her because a guy wouldn't shell out 100 grand for nothing. A person is not going to shell out $100,000 to redeem a girl. If any day somebody could come to court and say she was raped, then he's going to lose his $100,000. He's going to have to divorce her. Made Bakadi Lo Yisena, but if he just testified about her, he's not believed. If he didn't shell out the money and just testified about her, Chachamim say not believed. Shema Inam Nasan Ba. Maybe the only reason he's testifying about it is because he wants to marry her and he's lying. He's lying and saying that she was not raped, and she's mutter to a Kohen just because he was a Kohen. Hey, want to marry us. So if the guy's willing to shell out 100 grand, we believe him. A person's not going to spend that kind of money for no reason. But if he's just spending zero money and coming to Bezdin and saying that she wasn't raped, I know she wasn't raped, he's not allowed to marry her. Because we suspect that maybe he's lying just because he likes her. He thinks she's beautiful, and he came and saw that she was redeemed, and he's lying in order to allow himself to marry her. That's a wrap for today. Everyone should have a wonderful day. I hope Be'ezras Hashem, not for sure, I'll let you know late tonight for sure, once we plan out our tomorrow schedule, I hope Be'ezras Hashem to be able to say the daf on Friday. Motzei Shabbos I'm going to have to record. Sunday, the flight's at 7:15. It's not going to happen. Sunday's also, I'm going to be on the road somewhere. It's not going to be able to happen. So I'm probably going to have to record. So hopefully Friday in person, on Zoom. Shabbos, recording. Sunday, probably a recording from Ben-Gurion. Probably going to have to be a record. I don't know when I'm going to record. All right, whatever, we'll figure that out. Have to record Sunday. And Monday morning, looking forward to seeing the Olam in person after the 6:30 minyan. 7:05, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, everyone should have a great day.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good day.